So you can see a direct impact of Congress's refusal to extend those tax credits. Of the 88,000 individuals that have selected and enrolled in the plan, 12,045 are new enrollees, 10,558 of the former plan have canceled coverage for 2026. And what we're seeing is people are downgrading plans. And that means they'll have less options in this coming year because of Congress's refusal to act.